Peak Wealth Management proudly presents Finding True Wealth with Nick Hopwood, where we believe by providing education and guidance, we help our clients make sound financial decisions, which ultimately puts them on a path towards their definition of true wealth. Now, here is your certified financial planner professional and founder of Peak Wealth Management, Nick Hopwood.
Welcome to Finding True Wealth. I am your host, Nick Hopwood, with Peak Wealth Management, where we believe by providing education and guidance, we can inspire you to make great decisions. Today, we're going to be talking about your career as an asset. You know, a lot of people, they believe or they read and they hear that your home is your biggest asset or maybe your 401k. We're going to challenge that concept today because I believe your career is your largest asset, particularly for young people and millennials. Your career path and your income will end up being your biggest asset by far. So let's kind of talk this through. Your home's value generally depends on how much you make. So that's tied to your income. After you purchase, your house might go up more than inflation, maybe if you live in a hot market. But for me, I never count on that happening because I live in Michigan. And in my entire adult life, I've never had, at least in my experience, property values increase for anything meaningful. So you're also paying back your principal, plus the interest, plus taxes, plus insurance, and a lot of maintenance year after year. So it adds up to be a huge expense. Unless your house is generating a dividend for you, it is not your best investment. Now, I would encourage you to listen to another episode we did about a year ago on real estate investing, building wealth through real estate, and how that plays into my peak income 360 formula. Real estate can be a great investment, and it can be a great income producer, but if you're the one living there, it's probably not generating any income for you. Now, how about the 401? Okay, your 401k deferral rate, which hopefully is 15%, again, refer to my episode on the peak income 360 formula. That 15% is also tied to your income, to your salary, to your career. And if you have low earnings or slow growth earnings, it's going to directly impact the ability for how much you can put into your 401. So for younger people, I believe that your future income is your largest asset. And initially, your income might be tied to your degree or your technical expertise. But over time, it will be more and more tied to your attitude, your personality, and your communication skills. And I believe there's one very simple way to improve on these characteristics, and that is to read as much as possible. Quote, "The person who does not read is no better off than the person who cannot read," end quote. And that's by Mark Twain. And I think that that really hits the nail on the head. According to the New York Times, Fortune 500 CEOs read between 4 and 5 books per month. And according to the Pew Research Center, 28% of Americans read 0 books last year. I think I read another stat that said something like the average American reads less than 1 book per year. So that's pretty sad. And when you look at the data, my interpretation is that reading is a pretty good idea for career development and advancement. So here's my recommendation. Download the Audible app on your iPhone and listen to personal growth and development books on Fast Forward. So my drive is approximately 20 minutes from home to work. And if I listen on 1.5 times speed, that's 30 minutes of reading each way for a total of 60 minutes of reading per day. That's about one book per week on average. So a few that I've read recently, if you're looking for a place to begin, would be to consider the following books. Stephen Covey, The 7 Habits of Highly Effective People. Dale Carnegie, How to Win Friends and Influence People. The Benjamin Franklin Autobiography. And there's also a pretty good one by a biography on Benjamin Franklin written by Walter Isaacson. I like The Miracle Morning by Hal Elrod. I like Chip Ingram, who wrote True Spirituality, Becoming a Romans 12 Christian. And of course, you got to have Zig Ziglar in there. One of the best ones by Zig is called Over the Top. Now, I believe if you fill your mind with personal growth and development messages, like you get in all these books, your attitude, personality, and communication skills will reach new heights. And these traits that you learn will eventually overpower any other skill or technical knowledge that you had previously acquired in traditional education. And your income and career path is your largest asset and is greatly determined by how you feed your mind. So I challenge you to feed your mind. This topic can also be found on an article I wrote on Investopedia.com. If you go to Investopedia, just search my name, Nick Hopwood. If you want to also get more content like this, please subscribe to the podcast. You can learn more also on peakwm.com, where you can sign up for a newsletter and request to speak further with a free consultation.
You've been listening to the Peak Financial Minute with Nick Hopwood. You can subscribe to this podcast through iTunes and the Android Marketplace or by visiting www.peakwm.com. Peak Wealth Management is your premier wealth management partner. Plan, protect, peak. Securities offered through Regulus Advisors, LLC. Member FINRA SIPC. Investment advisory services offered through Peak Wealth Management, LLC, a state of Michigan registered investment advisor. Peak Wealth Management, LLC is independent of Regulus Advisors.